everyone here.
We all have something worth protecting, a why that unifies us. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You are not alone. There are things you can incorporate in your daily life to support your mental wellness. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend. Take some time to get outdoors to breathe in fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to navigate your mental wellness, visit angels.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Victory has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Rags and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Rags and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Roofing, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. And Elise, I just lost all programming here. I have absolutely nothing. So anyway, hopefully we can get that straightened out. Elise, can you hear me, what I'm saying here?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Let me go take a peek look real quick.
Nothing.
We're different teams in a lot of different ways. We're similar teams in a lot of different ways. But I don't know what's an underdog. You get to this point, and there are no underdogs. If he wants to make us a favorite, I'm cool with that. If he wants to make us an underdog, I've been in that role before, too. I think that's the advantage of being where I've been. And, you know, we've been a one seed and got to a Final Four, and we've been a seven seed and got to a Final Four. So I don't know if the seed matters. I don't know if the underdog matters. I think the players matter and how they play the game. Coaches get credit. The players play the game. And so I look at it as if we win, I'll take the credit. If we lose, I'll blame the players. You know, that's what good coaches do.
Yeah, it did sound like, I don't know, how do you read that back and forth? I mean, Pearl's given respect, but I think Izzo was like, don't try to put this on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guy who asked the question was me to both coaches,
Wait a minute. The guy that asked the question was you. Is that why we played it?
Yeah, I was. I thought you were going to set it up by saying my name. I thought you were going to say Myron.
I did not know. I'm sorry. I did not know you asked the question, or I would have certainly
played it off. I know, because you don't really listen to me.
This award-winning reporter asked the question. Yeah. I did not know that.
You want to try again? Do we want to?
Yeah.
It was me.
I'll just give you the intro that I would have given. Okay. One of our two hosts on this show, Myron Metcalf, asked a question yesterday that sparked an amazing interchange between Bruce Pearl and Tom Izzo. It's the kind of question that probed right into the heart of the game. Let's hear what Bruce Pearl said first, and then I would go like that. So is that a better intro for you, Myron?
That would have been better. I mean, if you'd done it the first time, that would have been
Hey, Elise, if you can – do we have the network programming out? Okay, folks, this is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. 2 hours, hopefully we get through it. A little bit of a rough start. My name is Mike Willman, and a lot to talk about this morning. Hopefully we can get in touch with John Hardoon right about now with the Ragas and Sheets in upstate New York. Hey, John, good morning. Are you still there?
I'm here, Mike. How are you?
I got to ask you, when I came on, did you hear me talking?
I heard you, and at least jumped in, and then we heard the ESPN, I guess.
Well, then you and me are in the same boat, I guess, as all the listeners. Anyway, that aside, a lot happened yesterday and a lot straight in front of us, obviously with the Santa Anita Derby, Santa Anita Oaks, a big day ahead this coming Saturday at Santa Anita, the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct next Saturday, a lot to look forward to, certainly on the road to the Kentucky Derby, and things really coalescing now, and a situation in a state of flux. Let's talk the two big preps yesterday, they being the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn and the Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park. Watching the Arkansas Derby, a race in which Bob Baffert has had a ton of success over the years, you know, he's long had a head of white hair, but I think he might have a few less white hairs as he watched the race unfold yesterday. Cornucopian from the outside didn't, you know, appear to have too many options. They went with Johnny V, but Rafael Bejarano on Speed King for Ronnie Moquette went as well. 22-1 the opening quarter. Now we're going a mile and 1/8, 45-1 for the half, 3/4 and 10-1. And John, as you watched the race, what were your thoughts?
I was real happy, Mike, because I bet Sandman, and I was watching the meltdown occur. I mean, what the hell were they thinking about? You're talking about a Hall of Fame rider in Johnny V. Rafael Bejarano's been around the block a few times. For them just to go at each other like that, not only that, it was Cornucopian's second career start, first time around two turns. He needed points to get into the Derby.
Yeah.
What shot did he think going 22-45 he was going to be around? Believe it or not, he actually ran very well because he finished fourth after all of that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was like amateur hour at Oakland. I was just really surprised. I mean, you know, listen, I'm not going to knock the riders. They do what they're the best they can, but that was really out of character for those guys.
And obviously it's set up for the come-from-behinders, they being the winner. You mentioned Sandman under Jose Ortiz for Mark Cassie. And, boy, he won nice. And Publisher, the Maiden, with Flavion Pratt adding blinkers yesterday for Steve Asmussen. He's in the Derby now. A solid second in a race that we acknowledge did set up for them, John.
Yeah, they've melted down, Mike. I mean, you know, they just won suicidal fractions. Anybody watching the race knew that they were going to be done. And, by the way, Publisher's still a Maiden. He's going to run in the Derby as a Maiden. And it was interesting that Pratt took them out last time at Oakland when he was a Maiden and opted to ride him back. So that was important. I guess he told us Newsom maybe the horse needs blinkers, so they put him on. But if you watch that horse, he had trouble at the start. He actually ran very well also.
Yeah.
He was forced to check early, and he came running late. Again, they passed tired horses, but you can't take anything away from them. That's the way the race set up, and they took advantage of it.
You know, Publisher, he might be a Maiden, but, boy, he's got quite a bit of seasoning now. That was his seventh start, first time in the blinkers, and it's going to be interesting to see the musical chair situation with the riders as we get close to that first Saturday in May. Let's go to Gulfstream Park, John, and Tappan Street. I got to say, I got to give Toby Callett, you know, a regular contributor to our show and to John Lindo and Bob Ike, the Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. He was absolutely adamant Tappan Street. He's the horse in the Florida Derby, lightly raced coming in, and he broke sharp. I thought he ran fantastic, as did Billy Mott's Sovereignty, a huge effort to be second. Your thoughts on the Florida Derby?
Well, Tappan Street was always highly regarded in the Cox Barn. He had physical problems. He finally made it to the races at the end of last year, and this was only career start number three, and a terrific, terrific ride by Louis Saez. You know, he's breaking from the top outside post in the nine, and he got over. He found position going into that first turn, and that really made the difference. And, again, take nothing away from Sovereignty, because he had enough points. He didn't have to be squeezed yesterday.
That's right.
He basically, I think, did it all on his own. You know, he was in. And what was the point to empty the tank yesterday with the Derby just 6 weeks away? So he ran very well in defeat. And, again, Tappan Street, only career start number three, so he's got quite an upside ahead of him, and he's going to get better. And, again, I know the barn is high on him. They like this horse, and Louis Saez is a terrific ride. And, by the way, in that race, Mad Cat Road, also a Bob Baffert, Mike Smith went down to Florida, and he ran fourth as well. And he also went to the lead, and they went pretty fast early there as well. But, again, nothing like the Offensive there.
And all things considered, I thought Mad Cat Road, he hung in there pretty good. You know, he ran fourth, and I know Mike Smith coming out of the race probably thinking, boy, if things set up a little different, who knows, he'd have a shot in the Derby, but they're up against it. I think he's got 15 points. Right now it doesn't look like he's got a shot to get in.
No, I mean, you know, I don't think when's he going to get another opportunity to run, you know. I don't know. I would assume he's probably out, Mike. I think you're right.
Okay, one other thing. Let's go back to the Arkansas Derby. We had the co-breeder of Cole Battle on the show a couple of weeks ago, coming out of his win in the Grade 2 Rebel down there. Cole Battle, I mean, he's not much to look at, but you got to admire his consistency. Now, it's set up for him as well, and, you know, he's a horse that he'll give you that run. I think he's probably exposed yesterday as to his abilities to get much further, a mile and a quarter. He ended up third down there for trainer Lonnie Briley. A great story. I think they'll go ahead and run in the Derby. I don't blame him. But, you know, he ran his race. It obviously wasn't good enough against the top Colts yesterday.
Yeah, Mike, but with all due respect, he didn't have to run his, you know, that's another one.
Another case, yeah.
To Sovereignty, because he had enough points. So you really had to not only handicap the horses, but handicap the trainer's intent. He wanted to really squeeze them, and there was no point for Lonnie Briley to squeeze that horse. He's in the Derby. You know, and he's a terrific story and everything else. So I don't think you saw the best of him yesterday, and I don't think they wanted to show you the best of him. So I wouldn't take anything away from that performance. He did what he had to do. He finished third, and he ran well also in defeat.
What a neat horse, John. He really is.
He really is, and it's a terrific story, Mike. If you watch the interview after the race, the trainer took the blame because he said he missed the work and this and that, but he'll be ready for the Derby, he said.
Actually, I didn't see that. I did see Brad Cox interviewed down there in Florida, and, man, the relief in his face, in his voice. Brittany Erton interviewed him. I saw that, and he's an easy guy for me to root for. I don't even know him, but he's so consistent, John.
He's a good guy, Mike. He's one of the good guys in the game. And, you know, horse racing is the most important thing in the world to him. And that horse getting those points, you're right, it was a load off his shoulders, because if he didn't run 1-2, he's not going to the Derby. So, you know, they had all that in mind.
A lot of pressure. All right, John, let's get to it for hour one as far as a radio selection. Mandatory payouts at Gulfstream Park today. It's the closing day of what they call their championship meet. We've got 10 races at Oaklawn. Where do you want to go for hour one?
We're going to go to Aqueduct and look at the 7th race today. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Jerry's Out. This is a 3-year-old colt in the Rudy Rodriguez barn. This horse got LASIK for the first time 2 starts back, and since getting the addition of LASIK, he's run very well in both of his last 2 starts. Ruben Silvera aboard to ride. Rudy Rodriguez is the trainer. Number 2, Jerry's Out. Upset to win today, 7th race out at Aqueduct.
Post time for that, 4:30 Eastern. I saw a tweet or an X dispatch from Andy Serling this morning. Ton of scratches at the Big A today, John.
Well, yesterday they really had a lot of scratches, so maybe you were looking at yesterday.
You know, that was it.
There are scratches.
Sorry about that. I'm a day late.
No problem,
a couple dollars short. All right, let's, John, address the website. What's there for today and looking ahead to next weekend?
JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Sanita Selections.
Okay, try and get lucky. Race 7, number 2 at Aqueduct, and then we'll get you back. Take a look at Santa Anita, hour 2. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you as well. Hey, listen, folks, as we've been telling you, we want you to get the word about a new enterprise that recently joined the horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Just go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com. Or go to horseracingsimple.com. And with that in mind, we're joined now by the guy behind Data Eel, Mr. Chad Hames. Hey, Chad, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on.
Pleasure to have you on, and we've got big fields around the country. Now, Santa Anita's a little bit light today, but later in the card, we see bigger field size, which I know is what you guys are looking for at the Data Eel.
Mm-hmm. This is true. The Data Eel, I want to kind of segue a little bit, Mike, and just talk a little bit about the Data Eel. Many of us know that horse racing was an extremely popular mainstream sport many decades ago. You know, often the sport was featured in movies, television shows, live radio. Horse racing was even in cartoons back, decades ago. And going to the racetrack was a common family outing, as we know, often done on Sundays. But that was all decades ago, and horse racing's popularity has declined. And all of us at the Data Eel want to change that. It's the whole reason we created the Data Eel, Horse Racing Simplified, to make, an easy invite for anyone to enjoy the beautiful sport.
Yeah.
And horse racing is actually a very accommodating sport for the fast-paced technological times we live in. For most of us, our days are busier than ever, highly scheduled, so our time is really precious more than ever. And one of the great things about horse racing is that it offers multiple events in a single day, meaning you can join the excitement in scheduled small chunks of time. Every race is published, when it begins, the post time, so you know when to tune in. When playing a horse race, you get a few minutes of that adrenaline going, and you quickly, know whether your wager or selection is successful or not. In contrast, typical sports like basketball, football, baseball, hockey, you get all tied up for hours watching a game before you know the outcome. I mean, who's got time for that anymore?
Yeah, Chad, you're spending a ton of money on beers, sodas, hot dogs, and if you got little kids, you're running with them to the restroom. You miss a full inning sometimes. I'm exaggerating, but not that much. With racing, especially with the full card simulcast that everybody's involved with, you can do it from home or meeting up with friends. You got races coming at you. Boom, 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 and you're not sweating things out, like a football game. For 3 hours and 10 minutes or something.
Totally, join in on a race when you feel like it. Skip the next race. Step out to make a phone call or deal with a text message. If you need to manage your life for
a nagging partner.
Yeah, horse racing accommodates everything. There's plenty more races all day long to accommodate. Why endure those long, long sports when horse racing's like little games. Each race all day long. So for me, sports fans, our time's precious. So, horse racing, I actually think fits better into your busy days. And Mike, you touched on something really funny. For those experienced handicappers out there, how many times have you played the races with family members or friends who are beginners? And you get all the annoying questions, interruptions on how to play, what to play. You can't focus with all that. Give those beginners the Data Eel. They won't bother you anymore. They'll stay busy and engaged, circling horses' names, drawing lines between the algorithm's predictions. Yeah. And you'll be surprised. They will pick their own horses that finish in the money because the Data Eel will make anyone's horse racing day easier.
And I love that you hit upon the simplicity of it. I think that's what we need to do with new fans. Years ago, I can remember working at Trax, and some people said, look, we got to get the PPs in our hand. We've got to get them involved, teach them how. Wait a minute. People are busy. They've been in meetings throughout the week, whatever, and they want to come out, have a drink, laugh, talk about things. If you simplify it, that's why I used to always encourage people, bet to win or play show. Keep it simple. You got a better chance to cash. And if I know you agree, once you get people going to the line where they're getting paid, the cashier's line, then you got a chance to get them interested. Hey, that was all right. Yeah, what did you say about that horse? And they start finding out about pedigrees. They start finding out about top jocks, trainers, who's hot, who's not, class drops, jumps. You know what I'm saying? That then they're eligible to really start, sinking their teeth into it. But keep it simple at first. This is a great way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't scare people away. It's a very inviting sport. We're making it easy. And, you know, I don't want to go into a long dissertation, but some other day on the radio, I've got a lot of data about the different payouts in terms of the odds of what horse racing typically does and what your typical sports wagers do, you know. And horse racing, the payouts are better. I mean, I can tell you our fancy AI tools at the Data Eel tell us in simple math, $2 bets in horse racing on average for most premier racetracks tend to pay in the range of $6 to $12. $6 to $12 for a $2 wager.
I'll take it.
That is so far better than the 1-to-1 odds or the 2.6 to 1 odds for a two-team parlay. Horse racing is the future for our busy lives.
Folks, go to DATAEEL.com or go to horseracingsimple.com. Do you want to come to the plate today, Chad?
Well, you know, I always say we crunch every racetrack every day that's running, and so the algorithms don't have a lot of emotions. But there's one in particular that my guys noticed. I like the ninth race at Gulfstream Park. You know, it's a mile on the dirt. And the number six horse, MC Money, is showing a nice little pop in my algorithm. So if I were playing today, I would certainly try that horse.
Gulfstream Park, ninth race, number six, MC Money. Chad Hames, thanks for the support. Wish everybody at the Data Eel all the best and encourage our listeners. Get involved with it. Have some fun. Thank you, Chad. Good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're late on a break, as you may have heard. We'll step aside, coming back strong. Got a lot to discuss with John Lindo regarding what's going on here in California, around the country, at Santa Anita, in particular, so on and so forth. A 10-race card today in Arcadia, first post, 1 o'clock, and a feature race that's near and dear to my heart, the Sensational Star, California Breds, coming down the hill at 6.5 furlongs. That's the 8th on the 10-race card, and a 7-year-old gelding by the name of Kings River Knight with Juan Hernandez for John Sadler is the 2-to-1 morning line favorite. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1 Thurber, Los Angeles. Folks, if you can't make it out to Santa Anita, if you live a little bit east of there, a great option. Bob Ike is there most every weekend. The Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And I'll tell you what, our good friend Pete Perella at Legacy Ranch is a stakeholder out there at the Derby Room. We can say that up front, and it's obvious the place is run professionally. They've got a great food and beverage presentation, limited menu. Everything they do is good. I ran into a group of people that went to the Winter Nationals the other day, Friday, in fact, out at Pomona, the L.A. County Fairgrounds. Well, they went ahead and pre-gamed at the Derby Room. They went over there, had breakfast. They said they could not believe the pricing, and everything everybody ordered was just off the chart fantastic. And I'm serious about that. I ran into them late Friday after they were getting back from the drags. So listen, folks, the Derby Room, there's never any admission. There's never any charge to park. It's easy to get in and out of. And get out there. You might see Bob bike and tell the folks there that you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's say hello now to John Lindo, who sits in this chair, although remote most of the time, along with Bob Ike every Saturday from 9 to 10. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. Mandatory payouts at Gulfstream Park today, but want to be sure to mention a few other things. Your good friend, my good friend, Steve Johnson up at the South Point, sent me a text yesterday. He said, hey, Mike, we are absolutely rolling. He said next weekend's going to be huge with the Santa Anita Derby, the Wood Memorial, the Bluegrass. And he said, we will let everybody know we're going to be open for wagering for the Dubai World Cup along with the UAE Derby. And, again, they're offering that incredible 5% minus 105 straight wager situation on the Final Four. And, of course, right now the Elite Eight at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The toll-free number to call Steve up there in the race book, 866-780-RACE. And, John, once again, touch upon the great value that minus 105 is instead of the traditional 10% take.
Well, of a wager at the racetrack, whether you know the player-friendly 14% takeout early pick five at Santa Anita as opposed to the usual 23.68%. So you're basically, with the wagers on the sports and the college hoops, you're cutting the cost of your wager in half. Instead of betting 110 to win 100, you're betting 105 to win 100. So it reduced the cost of the player. And, you know, these are the events that they take the most handle on. So they're taking their profit margin and cutting it in half on behalf of the players. It's really cool.
No question about it. John, I think you just heard Chad Hames with Data Eel on earlier talking about the appeal of our great game. And in this new age now, when players can go anywhere they want, they can go to social gatherings and be playing multiple races at multiple tracks. You know, while a football game is going to take hours, same thing with MLB and college basketball, everything else. It's a great game. It's just sad to see the situation we find ourselves in. And let's talk about the Florida situation with this bill. It's called Senate Bill 408, and apparently this is going to go to the first of three committees in the Florida State Senate this Tuesday, and it's going to be late in the day, 6 p.m. Eastern, scheduled for a two-hour meeting. And, you know, you got Tampa Bay Downs, those folks trying to jump in with a decoupling stipulation. And, again, we got to restate this. At Gulfstream Park, the Stronach Group would have never gotten a gaming license were it not for thoroughbred horse racing. Now we move down the road, the property appreciates, so on and so forth, and they want to dump their partner, which is us, John. And there's a great deal of angst about this nationwide.
Well, it'll set a precedent if it goes through. This is a decoupling bill that would separate the casino license from the horse racing license. And if they do that, that means that they can continue to operate the casino without having a racetrack. And like you say, the only reason they had the casino in the first place is to support the racing industry that they've had in place to begin with. So and once something like this, if it does pass, it sets a precedent for the nation. All of a sudden, all these other places that have casino-infused purses, you don't think they're going to try the same thing out there and separate if the you know, the racetrack business is bleeding them dry. It's just gonna be a quick fall. And you know, we talked about a little bit yesterday that bill in Louisiana, which the Supreme Court viewed the historical horse race machines unconstitutional,
right,
because they viewed it as a new wager. Okay, well, that's going to take out that supplement in Louisiana, and immediately Churchill Downs put out a press release that in November, when they go back to the fairgrounds, they anticipate purses being cut 25%. So you can see what these things are going to do.
If
it starts happening, it's going to fall around the country.
You know, we had Mark Glatt, top trainer at Santa Anita, good friend. He's a board member with the TOC. He characterized our situation here in California as D-I-R-E, dire. And when you describe things such as this, I know everybody, you think it's a long way away, but I mean, if they're going to be cutting purses 25%, they being Churchill Downs, because they're not going to have the slot revenue to augment their purse structure, This is dire. And it's especially when you factor in, John, and I talk about this all the time, the glaring lack of advocacy on the part of an entity such as First Racing for this great game of horse racing. I don't see any advocacy. Do you?
You want to, you would hope that the racing industry, the places that own the racetracks like this, are pro racing. And that's the important part. You got to want to be there, because then you're going to do the extra steps to try and make it go and build it. And if we don't have that, it's a serious problem.
John, I just want to touch upon a column. Alan Balch writes a monthly column for a magazine called Trainer, and it's an industry publication. This is page 6, his regular column titled In Search Of, quite a ways down. He talks, and it's an obvious reference to First Racing. And he says, you know, when you have track ownership making decisions in a vacuum, then they dictate to everyone else, whether legislators, regulators, owners, trainers, breeders, jockeys, fans, or media, this is what has brought us to the edge, along with their well-documented failures to honor commitments, conflicting and even rival statements from within the same company management, and a revolving door of inexperienced and inexperts, quote, leaders, end quote. That's the tip of the iceberg here. Alan is usually fairly nuanced, and he's becoming more pointed, and I'm glad he is. These things need to be fleshed out. They need to be aired, and we're not all that stupid. I guess that's about all I can say, John.
Well, you know, decisions have to be made, and we'll see if they're for the benefit of the racing industry or to put them out of business. And it's as simple as that. You know, being involved in the industry as an owner and handicapper and everything else, you know, and I love the racing in Southern California. It's been there my entire life, and I don't want to. I never thought we'd be in this type of situation in these type of straits at this point. So, you know, I'd like to see decisions made to try and really, you know, reverse the cycle. But we got to get it going. And we're way past due. We got to get it going now.
Yeah, and you know, you and I have been talking about Full Crop privately. I don't know if you mentioned or not, but I know you talked about Rancho San Miguel, just north of Paso Robles, halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. I've done a lot of business with Rancho San Miguel, and you know the owner up there, Tom. His name is
Tom Clark.
Yeah. Tom and Nancy Clark. Yeah, had mares there, stood a stallion there for a few years. And you know, it's listed. I think it's 250 acres. The Full Crop is down very significantly from when Tom Clark first bought the farm, and he pointed that out in a story at the Pollock Report and Bloodhorse.com. The Full Crop is of great concern nationwide. You look at the state of Washington, they're getting hit with new HISA, fee increases for next year, but the Full Crop is every bit as big a concern. It's way, way down, John.
Well, you look at the carts at Santa Anita, and, you know, almost half of the horses that run are cowbreds. And if we don't have that flow of new horses coming into the system, eventually it dries up, and now there's nothing to fill the races with. So you've got to have those. And I think Rancho San Miguel was bred approximately 20% of the California full crop last year.
Think of it.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So if that is sold and moved on and it's turned into something that's not a racing and breeding facility, that's a huge number that I don't know who's going to make that up. I just don't know.
Yeah. Huge concerns. And John, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the cowbred situation. I know you had a cowbred of the week yesterday, and Craig Lewis had a first-time starter. I believe it was the second race yesterday. It was a cowbred maiden 50, but the way the horse won, a 3-year-old filly, Booster Club by Clubhouse Ride, she came from the clouds under a resurgent Kazushi Kimura, who's coming back off a surgery to repair a broken leg, and really riding well. That was an exciting finish, to put it mildly.
Yeah, for whatever reason, closers did very well yesterday, but this is a first-time starter that was not in the picture turn for home.
Right.
And ran past the entire field and got up and won pretty easily. I didn't see that coming, and you watch where this horse came from. I don't care if the horse rode the bias or not. That was pretty impressive.
And another cowbred from yesterday, I got to mention because there's a hook here with the show. Mike Conboy and his family with Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Mike bought in on a filly, a mare rather, six-year-old mare by the name of Lady Gregory. And she took yesterday's six races, the favorite, a cowbred in open company. Hats off to them. She was ridden by Hector Berrios at 6.5 coming out of that turf shoot. So good news all around there, and encourage everybody, go to ctba.com. There are still some outstanding incentives to own and breed here in California, and we got to be doing it or we're really not going to have a game.
And you talked about the cowbred of the week in yesterday's show, Mike. We used the horse named King of Clubs, who last Sunday won a cowbred allowance. This is a Kentucky bred, but because he's by a stallion that stands in California Clubhouse Ride, he stands at Legacy Ranch, the horse is eligible for the cowbred restricted races. So you take advantage of that. You can have a horse not bred in California, but if you go to a California stallion and the horse, the stallion stood in California at the time of conception, you can be eligible for these cowbred races. So
yep.
He picked up a winner's share of $40,200. He looks like he's an up-and-comer. He's 2-for-3. He's already earned $83,000. And you get to take advantage of these restricted races going forward.
No question about it. Well, John, our time is now short. How about a radio play for today?
Well, I'm going to look into that Rainbow Six mandatory payout at Gulfstream Park, Mike. And I'll go down to the 12th and final at Gulfstream. Number 7, Bahaka Blessing, has one start on turf. Had all kinds of trouble, ran a lot better than the running line looks. It's back on turf today. Not the greatest field. Lasix first time, and I just think this horse, the running lines are kind of muddy here. If you get the 6-1 morning line, take it. Number 7, Bohaka Blessing, race number 12, Gulfstream Park.
First time Lasix, blinkers on. John says it's number 7, Bohaka Blessing, in race 12. Post time for that, 6:50 Eastern. Again, closing day of their championship meet. John, it's always a lot of fun, and looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike on air here next Saturday, 9 to 10. Santa Anita Derby Day, there'll be a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah, with the wood and the bluegrass, and we'll update the results for Maidan City and the Dubai World Cup card
yeah.
to go along next Saturday.
John, thank you.
See you much today.
Appreciate it. And now we're going to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We're not going down Catella. Say hello to our good friend Orlando Gutierrez. Handles the publicity efforts at Los Alamitos Racecourse. He's in Vegas for the annual AQHA conference at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Orlando, good morning. How's it going up there?
Oh, it's going great, Mike. Thank you for the invitation to be on the show. Yeah, we are here at the AQHA convention at this beautiful facility. Super horse-friendly facility.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to the arena yesterday and enjoyed some of the team roping that was taking place. It's been taking place all weekend. Of course, went by the sports book and the racing room. Tremendous facilities here at the South Point. Looking forward to enjoying a nice dinner later today at the Silverado restaurant here on site. So we've had a really fun week here in Las Vegas, and of course doing some association business on behalf of California and Los Alamitos Racecourse representatives.
They've got some great restaurants there. You got 9 races tonight at Los Alamitos. First post time at 6:10 p.m., but I want to touch upon something that really is not good at all. Your perennial leading trainer, Monte Arosa, is in a jackpot, and it's over, I guess, more than one positive for a bronchial dilator. And we see some guys in New Mexico in hot water testing positive for the same medication. Tell us what's up with Monte Arosa. He is not allowed on the grounds at the current time there at Los Al.
Yeah, so regarding to that, trainers, when they come and stable at Los Alamitos, they sign what we call a revocable privilege and release of liability
right.
agreement. And in consideration of receiving a revocable and temporal privilege to basically, I'm paraphrasing here, to use the racing and stabling amenities at Los Alamitos Racecourse, the applicant is permitted access to these amenities as long as they agree to the terms of the agreement. Item number 4 in this agreement, and this is also found on losalamitos.com. It is been posted there
mm-hmm.
for quite some time on our website. Item number 4 reads that the LAQHRA, or LARC, Los Alamitos Racecourse, may revoke any privilege extended under this agreement at any time in their sole discretion. And that's what's happened. like you mentioned, Monsignor Rosa, he had some positives that were listed on the California Horse Racing Board website regarding this carmoterol, bronchodilator, with some of his horses, including American Dreaming, who won the Golden State Million Futurity, and AB Seis Corazones, who finished second in the Los Alamitos Super Derby. The California Horse Racing Board had a hearing with Monsignor Rosa, and they ordered partial redistribution of those purses from those races. And that's where this is at this point. Next step will be the Monsignor Rosa case will be heard by an administrative law judge. He will listen to the case, and he will present or recommend any potential penalties against the trainer to the CHRB board, and they can either accept, amend, or modify mm-hmm. or reject these findings. That will happen later this year. So that's where it's at, Mike. Ramiro Castillo is training most of the horses that that Monty had under his care. They are now under the care of Ramiro Castillo. We started some 2-year-old races here on Los Alamitos yesterday. You would have seen the name of Ramiro Castillo on the entries, and he actually began training those horses here last week. So that's where we're at right now, Mike.
Okay, I appreciate the update, Orlando. I really do. Can we make some money tonight at Los Alamitos in the 9 race card? Again, you get underway at 6:10.
Yeah, I'm going to go to race number 9, and it's a 2-year-old race here on Los Alamitos with our number 4 horse, Separatist Tornado. That's going to be my selection for trainer Sergio Morfini. 5-2 on the morning line. And one thing that I noticed about all these 2-year-olds trained by Sergio Morfini is that they race very professionally on their gate works. Again, all of our gate works are available at losalamitos.com. This horse broke slightly inside, but he returned super fast to his path, continued very professionally, and continued under a hand ride. He is going to be 5-2. I think there's much, much more there for Separatist Tornado in race number 4. We had a huge pick 6 pool yesterday. We're kicking in 10,000 into the pick 6 today. So looking forward to a big night of racing.
And post time for the 9th and final tonight at Los Al, 9:26 Pacific. Orlando, enjoy Vegas, my man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, late on the break, we'll go ahead and take it right now, Elise, and we're coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis from the Big A Aqueduct in New York. Brad Freed, Daily Racing Form, top of the next hour. One of the things we're going to be talking about, going to be doing a recap of the Derby situation from yesterday and a look ahead to the Santa Anita Derby Wood and the Bluegrass next Saturday. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred LA. A quick word about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. You know where it's at, D Street and Foothill, right behind In-N-Out next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Let's get back to the Big A Aqueduct and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Matthew, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. We had about 80-degree weather yesterday. Not quite as warm today, but still fast conditions here at Aqueduct as we get closer into the spring.
That had to be right about a record high, wasn't it? 80 degrees? March 29th?
I went out yesterday for a race, and I was like, man, I need to take all these layers off that I have. So
yeah.
It's really nice.
Hey, you got a big day coming up before we get a best bet today. Big day coming up Saturday. The Wood Memorial, the big one. But talk about what you're offering on the card this coming Saturday.
Yeah, obviously, this Saturday, big day, 100-point Kentucky Derby prep for the Wood. We also have the Gazelle. For the Kentucky Oaks, we got the Carter. A lot of great racing and a lot of historic racing, too. I mean, one of the things I love doing is going back and watching those old footage of, whether it's Nashua or Bold Ruler or Seattle Slough or Easy Goer or Fusaichi Pegasus or Bellamy Road or Tappet win these races. And it's just really going to be a wonderful day out at the track. And I encourage everyone in the New York metro area to come on out to Aqueduct. And even if you're not in the area, make sure to play the Wood Memorial and all the great races we have next Saturday on Nyra Bets.
Okay, terrific. And how can we get signed up for Nyra Bets?
Yeah, pretty easy. You can download the app or go to NairaBet.com. We have a $200 deposit match bonus. We actually have an extra $25 added on to that as part of our Kentucky Derby special. And we have promos running every single day, tracks across the country. And like I said, we have not only those promos, but we have a ton of resources and tutorials for players who are just getting started as well.
Don't have much time, Matt. A best bet somewhere on that 8-race card today at Aqueduct.
Absolutely. Race number 6, post time 3:57 Eastern, 12:57 Pacific. It's a $20,000 maiden claimer. I really like the number 6. Change Your Name, 6-1 for Joseph Lee. Romero Mirage up. This is a horse that is second back from a little bit of a layoff. I think they figured something out cutting this horse back to 6.5 furlongs last time out. And the other thing to notice, this horse has faced a lot of winners in the maiden ranks. I think it's just faced a better caliber of horses than a lot of these other runners today. 6-1, I think more than a fair price for the number 6, Change Your Name at 6-1.
In race 6 at Aqueduct, which goes at 12:57 Pacific. Matthew DeSantis, thank you so much for your time. Always enjoy the visit. Good luck today there at the Big A.
All right, much appreciated. Have a great one.
You bet. We'll step aside. Coming back strong, as noted, with Brad Free of Daily Racing Form. He'll be followed by Andy Harrington with NationalTurf.com. A whole lot of shows straight ahead.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from Top Jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerz, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend, and thank you so much for taking in this two-hour edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Without you, without our sponsors, we wouldn't be here. And folks, a lot to talk about now as we're really getting serious with the three-year-old situation. This coming Saturday, the Santa Anita Derby, the Wood Memorial, and the Bluegrass at Keeneland. Big Derby preps on the roster. With that and much more in mind, we go to Brad Free of Daily Racing Form. Hi, Brad. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You're right. Santa Anita Derby, Bluegrass, and Wood next weekend. And two big preps were run yesterday in Arkansas and Florida, the Arkansas Derby and Florida Derby. So we're smack in the middle of Kentucky Derby prep season. And it's a fun time to be a racing fan.
It is. And I don't know if you heard John Hardoon earlier, but with some of these Derby preps and you're looking at horses that already have enough points to make the big dance the first Saturday in May, you're kind of looking at the motivations of the connections, and then you got to factor in pace. Boy, pace was such a huge factor in the Arkansas Derby yesterday. Let's go to that one first. Your thoughts on Sandman's win from off the pace? Thought it was very impressive. Publisher was second, and again, they had a hot pace to go ahead and execute.
Well, when you say hot pace, how about a 45-21 half mile?
Yep. That's
the fastest half mile for the Arkansas Derby this century. And Sandman and the runner-up publisher were in the perfect spot, last and next to last. The pace had to back up. Cornucopian and Speed King engaged in a kamikaze duel.
Yep.
They were 8 lengths clear of the field. And Sandman and publisher were able to take advantage of that pace meltdown to finish 1-2. Sandman had been running well all winter at Oakland Park. He finished third last time out in the Rebel. He was runner-up in the Southwest. Yesterday, with that hot pace to run at, he was able to blow them away. He got a 99 buyer speed figure, a good, solid career-best number for this gray son of Tappet. And he was impressive. He got ideal circumstances and ran well. The runner-up is very interesting because he's a maiden. Publisher is a maiden trained by Steve Asmussen. And he earned 50 points, so he is in the Derby field, most likely, if he wants to be. And I looked up Churchill Downs had a little some information on maidens running in the Derby. Since 1945, there have been 12 of them. None of them hit the board. But I'll tell you what, the way the publisher ran yesterday, he was outfitted with blinkers. He got that pace set up. I would not sell him short in the Kentucky Derby at a big price.
Yeah.
Pace is likely to be hot. He will be running late. So two good horses, Sandman and Publisher. Cornucopian was, I don't want to say exposed, because he actually ran super to finish fourth after that 45-1 half. But he's not a Derby colt at this stage of the game with two starts under his belt. So good performances by the 1-2 finishers.
Yeah, not just that he's got two starts, but he's only got, I think, 15 points. Which is what he got for running fourth yesterday. I noted this in hour one. Publisher, you alluded to the fact that you know, he remains a maiden. But, Brad, he's had some seasoning now. That was his seventh start. And to me, I wouldn't even think twice about running him.
Absolutely not. No, he belongs in the race. I mean, he's got pedigree. He's the son of Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. He ran his form, when you look back on it, it actually was improving. I'm not saying I liked him yesterday. I didn't. But his form was improving. He finished a decent fourth in the Rebel Stakes. Before that, it was seventh in the Southwest. He entered the Arkansas Derby yesterday on an improving pattern, talking about Publisher, and he continued that pattern. He earned a 95 buyer speed figure, career best for him. He's in the right hands. He's got Steve Asmussen, you know, training him. Flavian Pratt was his rider his last two starts. I'm not sure where Pratt goes for the Kentucky Derby, but
Right. Listen,
he fits in this race, Publisher does. There's no doubt about it.
Want to ask you, speaking of decisions to be made, has Bob Baffert made a decision, to your knowledge, with Barnes? Where is he going?
Santa Anita Derby. That was as of yesterday morning. I asked Bob point blank, where does Barnes run? He said he stays here.
Okay.
I assumed that he meant the Santa Anita Derby. So, yeah, he runs in the Santa Anita Derby along with Citizen Bull, Journalism, maiden winner Baeza. So a good field, a small field, unfortunately, for the Santa Anita Derby taking shape. I only have 5 confirmed starters as of this morning. But, yeah, Barnes goes in the Santa Anita Derby. That's pending his final workout, which is scheduled for tomorrow morning. His last couple workouts have been a little bit disappointing, so there's a cloud over Barnes right now. But if he works well tomorrow morning at Santa Anita, I expect that Baffert will enter him in the Santa Anita Derby. Entries will be taken on Monday.
And apparently Barnes got outworked by his stablemate Rodriguez a week ago, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But I'll tell you what, he got outworked by a good horse. I know that Rodriguez misfired in the San Felipe. He finished a long ways back. His workouts since then have been outstanding, and Rodriguez is kind of the wild card right now in the Baffert stable as far as his 3-year-olds go. He's going to ship out for his next start. That will be either in the Wood or the Bluegrass. But Rodriguez followed up that workout with Barnes with a solo workout yesterday morning, early yesterday morning. It's almost practically dark out at 6:30, but he looked terrific, Rodriguez did. Working by himself, finished well, galloped out well. He's going to go to either Kentucky or New York with an upset chance in either the Bluegrass or the Wood. He's a good horse, and he's back in form based on his workout. So, yeah, Rodriguez is kind of the wild card at this stage of the game.
Hey, Brad, back to yesterday, if you don't mind, over to Gulfstream Park, Tappan Street. You could just see the relief in Brad Cox's face, hear it in his voice after the Florida Derby yesterday. He broke sharp from the 9-hole in the 10-horse field. And I'm so glad they've adjusted that situation. There's a little bit longer run up to the first turn. It just used to be forget about it if you were outside there going a mile and 1/8. I thought a most impressive win and sovereignty for Billy Mott. You know, he has not come close to squeezing the lemon dry there. He ran second. Your thoughts on the 1-2 finishers and what lies ahead for them in yesterday's Florida Derby?
Yeah, well, as much of a factor pace was in the Arkansas Derby, it also was in the Florida Derby in the opposite way. It was a relatively moderate pace. Captain Japan Street was forwardly placed in fourth position. He got first run on Sovereignty and won by a length and a quarter. He earned a 94 Beyer speed figure. Sovereignty, I thought, ran terrific. He was the only horse from the back of the pack to really make up any ground, and he ran well. He finished nearly three lengths clear of third. Did he regress slightly from his Fountain of Youth victory? Probably. But it was so what? This was a prep. This was a segue into the Kentucky Derby. And I thought under the circumstances, the moderate pace, the first, third, and fourth place finishers were all forwardly placed, whereas Sovereignty had to rally from, I think he was eighth early. So he ran well. He dropped 3 points. He earned a 92 Beyer speed figure, Sovereignty did. He's going into the Kentucky Derby the right way, off back-to-back solid efforts. You're right. Mott did not squeeze the lemon for the Florida Derby. So he's going to be a good, solid, fresh horse with 5 weeks between starts. I thought that was a good, solid prep race for Sovereignty. As for Tappan Street, the problem with him, or the challenge, is that he will go into the Kentucky Derby having raced only three times. Mm-hmm. And trainer Brad Cox made that decision after his runner-up finish in the Holy Bull. He said, we're not going to run again until the Florida Derby. That will be it, and then it's on to Kentucky if he's good enough. Well, Tappan Street is certainly good enough. He was decisive with a forwardly placed pressing trip yesterday. He'll go in as one of the least experienced runners in the field, but there's no doubt about his talent. Tappan Street is a very good colt, and he'll make his presence felt in the Kentucky Derby.
Can't wait to catch your Derby watch this coming Friday in daily racing form. You did along with David Aragona, and you got the most recent buyers from their most recent races. It's really a great thing to try and keep in touch with everybody heading into the Run for the Roses. Real quickly, Matiket Road, you know, on the lead early with Mike Smith. I thought he ran pretty good. Blinkers off yesterday. He ran fourth. Where are they at with him points-wise for the Derby for Saturday in May?
Matiket Road currently has 46 points, but Baffert's not a guy to throw horses in the Kentucky Derby if they don't really have a chance. And I think that given the easy trip, the apparently easy trip that Matiket Road had yesterday, he was on the lead. I know he was being pressed a little bit, but they weren't going very fast. 47-1, 11-3. And Mike Smith just couldn't keep up with the horses coming from behind, Mike Smith, the rider of Matiket Road. I think it would appear, anyway, that Matiket Road might have distance limitations at this stage of the game. With 46 points, that's perhaps enough to get into the field. I just wonder if that would be the right move to make with a colt who had his chance yesterday, was fourth best, and I just did not see an excuse. So if you're fourth best in the Florida Derby, it's going to be hard to build a case for taking on tougher in the Kentucky Derby. So I don't think they're going, but I don't know that. I'm just speculating.
But if they choose to go, 46 points should get them there, right?
46 points should, most likely. I would guess that the over-under is probably going to be 40 or more, somewhere in that range. 46 points would likely get him into the Kentucky Derby if that's the path they choose to take. I'll be surprised if they do show up in that race.
Hey, Brad, enjoyed your advance in today's form regarding a traditional California bred steak, the Sensational Star, older cowbreds coming down the hillside at 6.5. Kings River Knight, you know, been away, 9-10 months? And he's just won a ton of money against cowbreds. You know he likes the hill. I saw the quotes from John Sadler. It was interesting. And John's always, he's really good to deal with, I mean, over the years. And I always say that should be a factor in consideration for the Hall of Fame. You got a guy who's available, accessible. He gives you something. Trying to promote the game, that's a huge factor with me. I don't have a vote. But anyway, Kings River Knight, he's a neat horse. What do you make of his chances from the inside today?
I think he's the horse to beat. There's no doubt about it. And you're right about Sadler. Let me go back to him real quick, Mike, before we talk about the horse. I think there are at least three guys out here in California, Sadler, Sheriffs, and Doug O'Neill, who all have career resumes that are worthy of Hall of Fame
induction. Totally agree.
You know, all three of those guys belong in the Hall as far as I'm concerned, but they don't have the votes yet. Maybe they will down the road. As far as Kings River Knight, he needed time last year. He'd been running for a while, and his ninth, since moving into the Sadler barn, he's made 9 starts, 7 wins, and 2 seconds. So not a bad record. He's been off for a while.
Well, what happened those 2 times when he didn't win, damn it?
Yeah, I know. No kidding. What a bum. Anyway,
I sound like an owner.
16 starts, 10 wins, and 5 runner-up finishes. And he does like the hill. I don't think the inside post is going to be a big deal for him. I think the biggest challenge is to fire a first start back off a long layoff. Sadler said that he had him ready a couple weeks ago, so he's just been in maintenance mode the last couple weeks. If he comes back and fires, I think he wins this race. It's no big deal. He's the 2-1 favorite, but he's the class of the field. And I like these Calbred Stakes races. A good solid field of 8. You can make a case for a number of them, including On the Whim, who's going to rally from behind in a race that should unfold at a quick pace. Lovesick Blues finished 2nd in a Grade 3 last time out, so he fits against Calbreds. But when all is said and done, if the best horse wins, I think it'll be Kings River Knight getting his picture taken for the 11th time in his career.
And one thing John Sadler said to you for your story in today's forum, this will be his only time short. Now, who knows how many races he's got left in him, but they can take their time start and stop if they need to. That's what's so neat about some of these Calbred Stakes. A lot of geldings, you got name recognition, horses that have been around a while, and you really kind of begin to follow them. But next start, if all goes well today, is going to be the 1 mile Crystal Water on turf, a race that he won last year. So interesting, and I thought John was pretty upfront that, no, he's ready to roll. And he's got his regular guy, Juan Hernandez, back.
Yeah, he's ready to roll. Juan Hernandez has worked him, to refamiliarize himself with this good, solid, older gelding. And you're right about Kings River Knight and the Crystal Water. It's a race he won the last couple years. So if he runs well today, that would be his next start. And then there's the Potrando down at Los Alamitos. There are plenty of two-turn races, stakes races for Calbreds, and that's where Kings River Knight is going next. But he's no slouch on the hill either. He can sprint with anybody.
Yeah. Hey, Brad, one other thing regarding today's sensational star, a jockey move that I don't know anything, but it really kind of surprised me a little bit looking at it. Tom Horn, Nick Alexander homebred, trained by Steve Miotti. Edwin Maldonado got it done last time at a big number, almost 9.5-1. And we come today to the sensational star down the hill again, and it's that guy Flavion Pratt. Is there a backstory there that you're aware of?
If there is, I'm not aware of it, Mike. I was a little surprised. You don't usually a jockey doesn't usually get off the horse after winning a race. So
a little surprising.
Yeah, it seemed a little surprising. I'm not sure what the story is.
Yeah. All right, Brad, let's get to it. You got a best bet somewhere today on the 10-race program at Santa Anita?
Yeah. How about in race number 6? It's a 6.5 furlong sprint on the main turf oval. And there's a second-time starter in here that I like quite a bit. His name is King Steven. He had trained exceptionally well into his career debut. That was on February 22nd. He was bet from 10-1 on the morning line to 7-2. And he completely walked out of the gate. He rallied wide. He finished okay for 3rd. He's trained by John Sheriffs. Sheriffs' record with first-time starters the last 5 years is 5%. With second start maidens, it's 20%. King Steven ran well. He's by a young sire whose progeny have shown early success in turf sprints. His dam won an allowance race on turf. King Steven, with a race under his belt, working well since then. Second start maidens trained by Sheriffs often improve. I look for King Steven, who's listed at 7-2, to win today's 6th race. That's number 7, King Steven in race 6.
Okay, terrific. Hey, Brad, enjoy your work day in, day out in daily racing form. All the best. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Appreciate it. Folks, I want to pass along a selection from Toby Terrell at Winner's Card. Toby says, let's keep it simple. In the race 2 today at Santa Anita, it's number 2, Sakil. Juan Hernandez up for Vladimir Seren, 7-5 on the morning line, Sakil. is going to be Toby Terrell's top selection in winner's card. And by the way, had a conversation last night with longtime bugler Jay Cohen. Boy, Jay has just been up against it with some issues with the back, neck, and so on and so forth. He had yet another back surgery, I believe about a week or so ago. He said he's 100% better. He's actually able to stand up straight and walk pain-free. He's very optimistic he's going to be back to work real soon. I know a lot of people that go to the races with their families and so on. Jay Cohen has brought so much joy to them over the years. Hopefully, knock wood, he's going to be back in action real soon. Let's go to the phones and welcome aboard Andy Harrington from NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. What's going on?
Not much. We've had some derby preps this weekend. Yesterday, Rodriguez worked alone without blinkers again and looked absolutely terrific. From what I understand, they're thinking of going to either the wood or the bluegrass. I don't think that decision's made. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I want you to make a decision. How good is Rodriguez? You know, he outworked the highly regarded Barnes last week. They're stable mates. How good is he?
He's getting better. I think it's very much a positive he outworked Barnes. It's a very much of a negative that Barnes got outworked. Barnes has been outworked twice in a row, two back by Cornucopian, who ran in the Arkansas Derby yesterday, mm-hmm. and then last week by Rodriguez. Barnes did not work today. I from what I understand, he was going to either work today or tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be the day for him. I think it's a real negative on Barnes' side. Now, Rodriguez isn't as mature as, like, Citizen Bull, who's the Breeders' Cup champion last year, but he is getting better, and every drill's been really good. I don't know if Bob's going to continue with the blinkers off, which is what he's done for the last three straight drills after using them in the afternoons. So, you know, he's behind Citizen Bowl, but not by much. And, you know, who knows in a month where they're going to be. These horses get really good, really fast. They're very young horses. It's still early in their career. So a month or 5 weeks can be a lot in terms of the way horses can mature, both physically and mentally.
100%. Talk about journalism. Recent winner of the San Felipe. He's the early favorite at Daily Racing Form's Derby Watch. And, I believe he's still got the highest sophomore buyer this year. He got 108 buyer taking the San Felipe on March 1. What's he showing you?
He worked yesterday again with Umberto Rispoli. Big gallop out, real easy, much better than last week. Mm-hmm. Last week was kind of a lazy drill. You know, he was working alone, and, he did what he did. Yesterday, he galloped out real nice. I don't see any reason why he won't run a big race in Sandy the Derby. And I have zero qualms about him getting a mile and an eighth or a mile and a quarter should he get into the starting gate in Louisville.
And back to Bob Baffert. What about the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Champion Citizen Bull, Andy?
He worked, you know what, he put the blinkers back on him because Bob fiddles around with blinkers in the mornings on horses and tries to, I think he takes them off when he wants to dial them back a little bit. He put them on yesterday and just absolutely fantastic. He hasn't, he outworked a horse called Bill Throcky, who's kind of an allowance horse around here, but did it just with consummate ease. Man, right. Man, I thought it was the best draw I've seen out of Citizen Bull since before the Breeders' Cup. So I'm very positive on him. I think he'll run a really, really big race. And he's the champion. Everybody's looking different places until they knock him off the perch. He's not super, he doesn't really look like a classic mile and a quarter horse. He's a bit of kind of a, I don't know, what would you call him, a round horse? Maybe I'm not putting him down, but he's not a big, lanky journalism type horse. But he gets the job done, and he hasn't done a thing wrong. So until, journalism's going to have to go by him, probably, in the race, I assume that Citizen Bull will be put on the lead, and journalism will track him, and we'll see what happens. But as far as workouts, yesterday, like I said.
He blew you away.
Yeah.
What'd you get him in, Andy?
They gave him 58.3. That's exactly what I had him, and he was out in 11-1. And then, typical Bob, he worked galloped out another bit in 125 and like 1 for 7 furlongs.
Right.
So I think
classic Baffert.
Go down there. Yeah, classic Baffert.
All right. Who do you like for radio today, Andy?
All right. Well, I was Brad took my pick, so I'm going to audibleize and go to what I normally don't take too many shots at. This is the ninth race. This is a 62.5 claimer. And we're going to take a 30-1 shot in here called Touch of Zen. And the only reason I'm doing this is because, well, first off, that Miotti, who trains this horse, is an awfully good guy to take horses with prices on, because he's a very clever trainer. And this horse, yep, in the last row, worked with Tom Horn. You guys were talking about Tom Horn, who's in the stakes race, the previous race. They went 112 on the TT. Touch of Zen was slightly second best to Tom Horn, but, you know, you're supposed to be second best. But he worked a 59 before that. I think this horse is fit. He doesn't have a lot of form, but you know what? This horse is dropping down into kind of the 62.5, and a little talent goes a long way. So a flyer on a 30-1 shot, the three horse in the ninth race, Touches Zen with Frank Alvarado up.
And that is a 62.50, $6,250 restricted starter optional claiming, and we've been accommodating a lot of these horses from up north. We got good field size here with the ninth.
You know what? I mean, like I said, it was my second pick, but a 30-1, I'm willing to throw a couple bucks and see how it goes.
Well, so am I, if that makes you feel any better. Now, what's up at nationalturf.com, Andy?
Just go over there to nationalturf.com, and you get a scouting report of all the horses that are in any given card, and I give grades to kind of give you a little bit of little extra information to take to the racetrack with you.
Okay, terrific. Andy, always a pleasure. Good luck today. All right, Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. And right before we break here, Elise, a couple of words about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Great supporters of the show, along with David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange and South Bay Toyota. If you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, this is the place to go. Go to toyotaoforange.com, and you can catch nearly 4,000 reviews. If you're over there at Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. And if you want to give him a call, Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. Call or click today. That's toyotaoforange.com. And also, if you live in the South Bay, South Bay Toyota, if you're looking for a brand new or previously owned Ford of any kind, it's David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Great supporters of the show for many years now. We'll hit the break and come back running. We're going to be saying hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, and also got Toby Callett on the horizon. Bob Mazursky, take two of Jonathan Hardoon, and we got the green light to go past the top of the hour today. Stay with us. This is Thorbit Los Angeles on the home of the Angels and also on the Angels radio app, AM 830. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Good to hear from Juan Hernandez, Mr. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. And he notched his seventh stakes win of the meet yesterday. Board odds on favorite Pilot Commander for Bob Baffert. That was in the Grade 3 San Carlos. And Juan remains atop the jockey standings at the Great Race Place. Co-feature yesterday, that was the Wilshire Older Fillies and Mares at a mile on turf. It was Jonathan Thomas teaming up with Umberto Rispoli in a front-running effort at even money. Tirupati returned $4 to win yesterday's Grade 3 Wilshire Handicap. And a quick word, folks, about an exciting young stallion for California by the name of Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the 2023 San Felipe at Santa Anita by double digits. And on the strength of that win, he was the even money favorite in the Santa Anita Derby. Unfortunately, he was never quite able to return to that form. A multiple Grade 2 winner, impeccably bred Forbidden Kingdom, an incredible value for the California breeder. $5,000 live pool. We understand they've already got 46 mares booked to Forbidden Kingdom. And folks, we're not even quite halfway through the breeding season yet. If you've got mares that are open and you're looking, haven't made a decision, give Terry Knight a call at Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Evelyn Perella. 510-928-4980. Forbidden Kingdom stands alongside Clubhouse Ride up there. Just great opportunities for the California breeder. Let Legacy take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Call Terry Knight. Do it now. 510-928-4980. To Las Vegas, Nevada we go, and we say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. You've watched thousands of races over the years. I don't think you've seen too many graded stakes with a faster, earlier pace than yesterday's Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park, a place you really like to play.
Yeah, I thought Cornucopian really was up against it. Once, you know, the only way I think Cornucopian was really going to flourish is if he got kind of a soft trip with everything going against him. And Speed King's a fast horse, and he's one of the lead in all of his races, so you can't really fault the rider. I think it was Bayrano who rode Speed King, and they got into a crazy speed duel, and predictably they died in that race. And I'll tell you what, Mike, comparing the two races, I have two strong opinions here. I'm throwing everybody out of the Oaklawn race, the Arkansas Derby.
Okay.
Mike, the last five furlongs is key for me. The last five furlongs in that race, 104.87. So was it a case of Sandman closing, or was it just a battle of attrition? Even Sandman was doing a little bit, looked a little bit like a drunken sailor coming down the lane. He wasn't real straight coming down the lane. From a visual standpoint, didn't like it. Now, on the other hand, in the Florida Derby, a much slower pace early, they did the last five furlongs in 102.05. So if I do my math right.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
14 lengths faster than the Arkansas Derby, and it looked better. Tappan Street was miles better than I think he was in his previous race.
He looked like the goods. Yeah.
He did. I have to say I was skeptical. He was ridden hard in the Holy Bull. I thought he ran just an average race in the Holy Bull. Looked like a better, much like a brand-new horse. And Sovereignty did his usual strong late. That was a much, much better race, I think. So I'm throwing everybody out of the Arkansas Derby.
Yeah.
However, the Florida Derby was legit. I think those are two major contenders you're going to have to take a look at come the first Saturday in May.
I don't know if you caught Toby Callett on air with Bob and John yesterday. We're going to have him in a few minutes. But, man, he was adamant, and it was off the workout tape. It was off what he was seeing in the mornings from Tappan Street. He said, single this horse. And he ended up second choice 2-1. He was sure right.
That was a great call because, like I said, had you watched, when you watch him in the Holy Bull, Mike, he really was being ridden on the far turn. That's something you usually don't like to see. Yeah, he ran second, but it was to Burnham Square, who wasn't all that impressive in his next race. So it's like he's really progressed race to race, which is what you want to see this time. And great call by Toby, like I said. But Sovereignty, look, Sovereignty was already in the Kentucky Derby. The screws didn't have to be completely tight. They know they have the goods here. He should get even better with that extra eighth of a mile. And one other big factor in Sovereignty's favor, Mike, he's got a huge win over the Churchill Downs track back in late October.
Yeah, and he's got a hell of a trainer himself in Billy Mott. Let's get to it. Can we make some money today? I think you're probably going to Hot Springs, right?
Yeah, let's go to the 10th race today, Mike. And it's this time of the year when these are straight maidens going a mile and a 16th, when threes and four-year-olds kind of mix for the first time. The threes run against older horses. In this field of 12, there are only four older horses. So eight of the 12 horses are three-year-olds. And at this time of the year, I think the three-year-olds are at a huge disadvantage. I like one of the four-year-olds in here shipping in from Fairgrounds, the 11 Win for Spite. Second race off, first of all, came off a layoff, didn't run well in the slop, then tried, came back about 3 weeks later on the fast main track, Mike, drew a difficult post at Fairgrounds. The rider did the right thing from the nine post, Edgar Morales. He angled him in. He kind of took him back and angled him in. Unfortunately, Brian Hernandez on the two horse, is Rock, I think was the name of the horse. I can't remember, but he wanted to angle out from the inside. So what ended up happening was Brian Hernandez took Win for Spite out to about the 7 or 8 path on the clubhouse turn. And that is when Win for Spite lost the race. Hmm. He lost all of his running position. He ended up getting inside later down the backstretch. He ran a decent third, but I think he was kind of eliminated into that first turn and still ran well. This race at the Fairgrounds has produced two next out winners. He's third off the layoff today. He's a four-year-old facing a lot of threes. Look for him to run well, hopefully with a trouble-free trip. 10th race, the 11 Win for Spite at 5-1 on the morning line.
And post time for that, 5:20 Central. Time is short, Bruce. Come on out to Santa Anita.
Third race, I'm going to bet against the 6-5 shot Silver and Black, who's had plenty of chances. How about the 5 Sinful King? Second race off a long layoff. He came to life in a maiden 50 that was washed off the turf. But still, he was got a lung expander. He pressed the pace. He was right there till about the 16th pole. He tired. He's third off the layoff. He's still lightly raced. He's dropping to the basement level. Mm-hmm. He'll be up closer on the lead in a race where they're not going to go fast up front. Race 3, let's go with a more lightly raced number 5. Sinful King listed at 9-2 on the morning line.
Terrific. Tell us about BetOnBruce.com. What's there?
Full card analysis at Santa Anita. We also added the Rainbow Pick 6 today at Gulfstream Park with audio and best bets also at Santa Anita.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Good luck today.
Take care.
Appreciate it. We'll close this segment out. He's back. We missed him last week. Bob Mazursky. You can catch all of his selections in the Southern California News Group papers. He's got his own morning line with a comment. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I'm remiss. I didn't mention, I meant too much earlier, the passing of a really good guy, an outstanding journalist, Bryce Miller with San Diego Union-Tribune. And, you know, horse racing wasn't certainly his first sport, but he jumped into it down there at Del Mar a few years back and was a quick study. Really, really solid guy. I didn't know him very well. He came up to Santa Anita on occasion for the big races, and he would sit in the front row next to the LA Times guys. But Bryce Miller passed about a week ago at age 56. Apparently, he'd had a 2-year battle with bladder cancer. So really, really sad news. I talked to Mac McBride, the publicity guy down there, Bob, and they're going to name a race for him this summer. And good on him for doing that. He was a really, really good guy and an outstanding rider.
Yes, he was. You know, he was very versatile. As you said, horse racing was something he didn't really know very well, but he, you know, he was just a good rider. And, you know, you can step, if you're good, you can step into anything. And he certainly did. He won an Eclipse Award for his coverage of the San Luis Rey fire, the tragic fire that happened yep. several years ago. You know, he wrote an Eclipse Award winning story about that. And even came to Los Al once to see one of the horses that survived the fire that Joe Herrick trained and came out to just watch her run that particular day.
And Bob, as you know from, you know, being around this game for 40-plus years, this game to, like, general columnists, regrettably, there aren't too many of those left these days, but the guys that cover, say, the NBA, NFL, hockey, whatever, horse racing is not always a preferred assignment, even on the big day for these guys, because it's so easy to make mistakes. The nomenclature, everything is so unique to our game. And so you got to try and help those people as much you can because they're trying to cover it to the best of their ability, and they don't want to make simple mistakes.
Well, absolutely, you're right. But, you know, we long for the days when we had a lot of columnists that would come out and write about racing. Alan Malamud, Rick Talley, Mike Downey. There was a whole bunch of them.
Doug Krikorian, Nick Canepa down in San Diego. Mark Wicker here locally. Really missed him when he retired with the Orange County Register. But anyway, we'll just hope for the best down the line. Bob, how about a best bet?
I'm going to go to the ninth race today. I like the horse that was claimed by a Librato Barocchio, number 9, running Ute. Won very easily last time. Was claimed, put in the race where he can't be claimed today. I like that they're protecting him. He's a 5-for-13 pro. He won on the lead last time, but he can sit a bit, and I think that'll serve him well here. So number 9 in race 9, running Ute.
Okay, the penultimate race on the 10-race card today in Arcadia. Running Ute going to be Bob's best bet for radio. Bob, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Mike. Take care.
And before we step away, folks, a quick word. You heard from Chad Hames in Hour 1. It's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players, believe me, we need them, into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you, the player, with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. We'll be right back with Toby Callett and Jonathan Ardoon, and we're going past the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Programming note, Angels White Sox from the south side this morning, 11:30. Terry Smith along with Mark Langston and producer-engineer Jorge Sevilla. They'll be your way with all the action at 11:10. At 10:30, we've got Angels pregame with Trent Rush. And let's talk scoreboard. The Angels won yesterday, so they're going to try and make it 2 out of 3 there against the White Sox. Talk about my good friend Bob Ike, a member of the Occidental College Basketball Hall of Fame. And this guy pays attention. He had some great advice for the listeners yesterday. He said, go ahead and take Duke versus Alabama and lay 7 points. Well, they won by 20, 85-65. So, Bob, if you're listening, man, a tip of the cap to you. It was not even close, and they were ranked 1 and 2. It was all Duke. Listen, folks, never a good time for plumbing concerns. Invariably, it happens if you got a gathering planned or you're going out of town and you discover a leak and you really don't feel good about going to the airport when you know you got something that could be getting worse. If you've got plumbing concerns of any kind, commercial, residential, 24/7, you're never going to beat the deal from Western Router. Professional, they're on time and under budget. I know it from multiple personal experiences with both a commercial building and residential. Western Router, they're available at 626-648-5499. If you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Family owned by Larry and John Batala for more than 4 decades. All you really need to know about Western Router, go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. Western Router, the best in the West. And now, I dare say the best in the Southeast, my good friend Toby Callett, on behalf of TobyCallett.com from South Florida. Toby, good morning, and boy, great job yesterday with Tappan Street. They pronounced it a couple of different ways. Whatever, you got a 2-to-1 price, and boy, he ran lights out in the Florida Derby.
See, you date yourself when you call him Tappan Street. Do you remember the ovens, household kitchen appliances made by a company called Tappan, Tappan?
Were they owned by Victor Kiam? She's a lovely lady, and my apologies to her. That was Gillette, I think, or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in any event, yeah.
I'm kidding, man.
With this Tappan Street. It's just, you know, one of the things to give it's not a shameless plug, but a plug to the Saturday and Sunday shows. Going into the Holy Bowl, you know, John Hardoon was talking about that might not be the Holy Bowl might not be Tappan Street's best, there should be more in store. And I thought he gave a very good accounting of himself, knowing that the bigger prize was down the road. But then when able to watch the videos of him training at Payson Park with Saudi Crown, a winner of over $3 million or $2.11 million, who, by the way, ran a bang-up second yesterday in the Oakland Park Mile, setting ridiculously fast fractions. So those workouts did prove to show something. But the best part about the race for me is, as we discussed, there were horses in that race that were going to take money that were worthwhile being against. And one of which was Disruptor. The other for me was Medaket Road, who, as I said in the pregame analysis, he's a bit of a quick strider. I think he, and Brad Free mentioned today, distance limitations. Mm-hmm. He ran well, but the fact of the matter is that the top two finishers in the Florida Derby, I think, are going to do well down the road.
And so do a lot of other people. Toby, let's talk about the situation at Gulfstream today. Mandatory payout in the Rainbow Six. Where would you like to get involved for radio?
I'm going to take it to the 10th, and this is a race. It's a key race, of course, in the Rainbow Six sequence. It's also part of your coast-to-coast pick five, and I don't want Bob Ike to lose my number, so I have to make sure I include one in here. And I want to tell you that the five, Dancing on Our Own, is scratched along with the nine, a null. So no fives or nines. It's a seven-horse field, and I believe the race is a Chad Brown event. The favorite in the race, Restless Dreamer, was a horse that was a Chad Brown that was bought out of auction in the fall. But I think that the one royalty rate and the four counterintelligence, both Chad Brown current trainees, are the ones to beat. Restless Dreamer certainly has to be considered. And another first-timer in here, the two, Mildred Pierce. I'm 1-3-4-2 for a how do you do in today's 10th at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, in the 10th at Gulf, listed at 5:50 Eastern. And let's talk about TobyCallett.com. It's all golf all the time, right?
Indeed, sir. Yes, it is.
Okay. Toby, thank you so much. And again, congrats. Nice win on Tappan Street in yesterday's Florida Derby.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to hook up now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. And actually, before we say hello to John, Elise Diaz says, hey, we got to do a station ID here at the top of the hour. Folks, stay with us. We're coming right back in just a moment, I promise.
Angels baseball is less than 1 hour away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Okay, and we are back. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Mike Wellman about to sail over the second time today. Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets, based in upstate New York. And by the way, Angels White Sox today, 11:10 a.m. from the south side. Angels pregame at 10:30. John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. It's a good news. It's after 10 a.m. and we're still on the air. So
well, you know,
good news.
Jorge Sevilla, he